Welcome back, everybody. And welcome if you're just joining us. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Some breaking news today out of Green Bay. Reporting by the Green Bay Press Gazette that a Sturgeon Bay man was charged 5 days ago with possession of child pornography after law enforcement say that they found images of child abuse and bestiality uploaded to his IP address. The who here matters. The man who is charged is a gentleman by the name of Scott Susek. He's 56-year-old, again, of Sturgeon Bay. And his wife, Stephanie Susek, is the chair of the Republican Party of Door County and the former chair of the 8th Congressional District GOP. And here's where it gets really awkward and very confusing. Apparently, on July 15th, 2009, 16 years ago, an investigator from the Door County Internet Crimes Against Children Division interviewed Susek and reported that he admitted then, 16 years ago, to downloading child pornography. The Sturgeon Bay police officer investigating Susek in 2025, this present, most recent investigation, wrote that, quote, it remains unclear as to why the 2009 case was not referred to the Door County District Attorney's Office for prosecution. Again, why did that happen? In other words, why did no prosecution happen some 16 years ago? And apparently this guy, maybe he took a break, but apparently he's found his way to continue to commit these kinds of very heinous crimes. Apparently in this most recent charge, more than 300 images of child abuse material were uploaded by Susek's IP address on March 12th, including bestiality. This is disgusting. And again, his wife, chair of the Republican Party of Door County, someone put that information out onto Twitter or Instagram, and immediately Joel Kitchens, who is the Republican representative from Sturgeon Bay, so a member of the assembly, took up to defend Stephanie Susek and replied, I believe, to this post on Facebook, a Facebook post that, quote, Representative Kitchens knows Stephanie and believes 100% that she knew nothing about it, saying she is a wonderful person. I hope you will show some compassion and try to imagine what she is going through right now. Again, 16 years, he admitted to it back in 2009. Representative Kitchens, when we're talking about child porn in the era of Epstein, you might want to take a pause. Maybe not jump to the defense of Mrs. Susek. And wait until the investigation proceeds. Just disgusting, disgusting. And again, all of this happening under this cloud of deep hypocrisy from Donald Trump and the entire MAGA movement as it relates to Jeffrey Epstein and the files. I've heard the rebuttals from Republicans. Why didn't Joe Biden release the files? This was not something that Joe Biden or Democrats ever ran for president or any other elected office on. It was the purview of the MAGA movement and Donald Trump. It was Donald Trump, not Joe Biden, back in 2015 that made suggestions that Bill Clinton was criminally implicated by the Epstein files. And this was during, of course, Donald Trump's campaign against the Democratic nominee, Hillary Clinton. That's what he insinuated back in 2015. Of course, the QAnon conspiracy then took off during Donald Trump's presidency. What was the QAnon conspiracy garbage basically rooted in? The number one conspiracy theory that it based its existence on was freaking Pizzagate, the idea that Democrats and only Democrats were engaging in this global ring of human and child trafficking and sacrifice based out of a pizza parlor in Washington, D.C. It was so incredibly provoking to people that a swarm of people showed up at this arcade slash pizza parlor demanding to see the basement. And there was no basement. And this continued on and on and on for years, whether we're talking about Dan Bongino or Kash Patel or Trump himself, constantly fanning the flames of the QAnon conspiracy Pizzagate theory, insinuating at all times that it is Democrats and only Democrats that would be implicated if these files were released, and insinuating some effort at cover-up. Again, this has been the talking point from the right, from virtually everyone surrounding Donald Trump. Did they never think this moment would come? It's not like they didn't know that there aren't hundreds of photographs spanning some 15 plus years of Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein together. They missed the moment when Donald Trump wished Ghislaine Maxwell well back in 2020, a convicted child sex trafficker. He wished her well. Again, what is even going on here? This goes back to, of course, recent statements by J.D. Vance, 2021 and in 2023, and Donald Trump Jr. in 2023, saying these things, what's in the file, and making an affirmative case for Donald Trump's reelection because he would release the Epstein files. And of course, Donald Trump denying earlier this month that he appeared in the Epstein files. And then reporting from the Wall Street Journal just days ago that Pam Bondi directly told the president back in May that he's in these files. Well, Jacob and Jamie did some work for us this afternoon and put together some large cuts. You'll recognize the voices here that take us through some of this chronology. Let's start with that first one, Jacob. Let's take a listen.
But I don't understand why the Jeffrey Epstein case would be of interest to anybody. It's pretty boring stuff. It's sordid, but it's boring. And I don't understand why it keeps going. I think only pretty bad people, including fake news, want to keep something like that going.
It's a very delicate subject, but we should put everything out there and let the people decide it. I mean, the White House and the White House team are privy to facts that I don't know. I mean, this isn't my lane. I haven't been involved in that. But I agree with the sentiment that we need to put it out there.
I do know that the Epstein files are in the custody of the Biden administration. You know, I don't know to what extent they've added or deleted things. It's kind of amazing now. Democrats who did not want them released, now they want them released. So again, I'm a little concerned about chain of custody. I don't know anything about it. I'm as curious as anybody else.
I've said it. Dan Bongino said it. We've reviewed all the information, and the American public is going to get as much as we can release. He killed himself.
Unbelievable amount of charges they've tried to file against the president. I'm sure this would be handled the exact same way. What we're simply wanting to do here is give them cover.
What did she tell you about the review? And specifically, did she tell you at all that your name appeared in the file?
No. She's given us just a very quick briefing. And in terms of the credibility of the different things that they've seen,
that is incredible. Again, that was Senator Mark Wayne Mullen admitting that they're trying to provide cover for Donald Trump. Why would Donald Trump have anything to fear from a special prosecutor or any investigation or release of files if there's nothing there? What's the deal? Oh, wait, maybe he knows that his own party invents stuff out of thin air and lies about it for years and years and years and tries to make something out of nothing. And that now his base has been activated under this particular file. So any mention of Donald Trump, which has to be probably pretty frequent since he was on his plane, Jeffrey Epstein's plane at least 8 times, according to the manifests and other reporting. Yeah, kind of hard to put this genie back in the bottle, the toothpaste back in the tube, after you fanned the flames for years and years, if not decades. Of course, Donald Trump said in June 2024, during the heat of the campaign, that he would release the Epstein files. That was in an interview with Rachel Campos Duffy. Yes, that Duffy, wife of now Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy, on Fox News, said he would release the files. QAnon believers voted for Trump by a margin of 61 percentage point. It was a core element of his coalition. Pam Bondi said in November, right after the election, that there is, quote, no legal basis to keep the names in the Jeffrey Epstein documents private. That was in November. In January of this year, Kash Patel vowed to release the files and expose Jeffrey Epstein's connections. I will do everything, if confirmed as FBI director, to make sure the American public knows the full weight of what happened in the past and how we are going to countermand missing and exploited children going forward. In February, Pam Bondi hyped the release of the Epstein binders, which turned out to be an entire nothing burger once they were eventually released. And then in March, because of the outrage over the Epstein binder nothing burger in February, told Fox News that the FBI was working, quote, around the clock in 12-hour overnight shifts to get further evidence ready for release. She told Fox Business she relieved a truckload of unreleased documents. In May, she insisted that the FBI was reviewing tens of thousands of videos with children or child porn. And of course, again, based on reporting from the Wall Street Journal, it was also in May when Bondi told Trump he's in the Epstein files. And of course, don't forget the Epstein-Trump feud in early June. Remember when Epstein tweeted out, mark this post for the future, the truth will come out, at real Donald Trump is in the Epstein files. That was June 5th. And on June 6th, Kash Patel, this is cut 19, Jacob, cut 19, Kash Patel on the Joe Rogan Experience said, yep, we're going to release these files. Let's take a listen.
I don't have that one.
Oh, that's too bad. We've
it's
got
in the
it.
Super clip. Look,
yes, well, it's it. That was part of that supercut. Do we have time for that second supercut? We do not. We're going to take that when we come back because, again, the hypocrisy here is stunning. Donald Trump saying this is boring. Only bad people are talking about it. His tweets disparaging his base. What happened to release the files? What happened to running on this in June of 2024? What happened to draining the swamp? This is insane. This is hypocrisy at the highest levels. We'll talk more about what this means for Wisconsinites, especially given the revelations of the charges relating to child pornography coming out of Green Bay. That defendant with connections to the Green Bay, excuse me, the Door County Republican Party chair. This discussion continues on the other side. What's it all mean for Wisconsin? We discuss next right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.